on Tiftes Vav in the Rashbam. The Lutzok Waffle on Tiftes Vav on that off. So it says below Bracha Mishim Dubayin and Trey Tiburi. So it's Mashma that he's saying that your Yotze the Morar at the time of the Karpas. Because it says you have to do Shtei Tiburi, so that's the only reason you need the second one. But that's not what they mean, because if you take a look at both of them on Daf Kuf Yutessim of Beis, so they both say open.
By both you mean Rashi and Rashbam?
Rashi and Rashbam both say that you only make that your Yotze with the last one. You see? Take a look at Rashi Kuf Yutessim of Beis. Shetzorach lechol matzah b'gmar asu b'zeichel matzah nechalas in ha-Pesach. Zuni matzah b'tzua. Shon rochon b'achronu l'shem chovas mitzvah. Chovas matzah.
You will now be placed into the conference.
Osa sh'achar achil v'akorchenu anem mevorchim al achilas matzah b'rishon. So that's Rashi, and the Rashbam says the same thing. So they don't mean the trei tibuli business. You have to look at pesach over there. Trei tibuli is one tibul is for hekera for the kids, and one tibul is to be yotze. So he doesn't mean that you do the second tibul and you really yotze more with the first tibul. Because he says it openly later. They both say it openly.
So he's just telling you why you do it the first time?
The trei tibuli business is, you have to learn a little bit before. Mm-hmm. Trei tibuli means there's two halachas, the halacha of hekar and there's a halacha of being yotze mitzvah. That's all it means. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean to say that you yotze mora barishana. Okay, I just wanted to point that out. It was a good... It sounds like he's saying that, but it's not what he's saying, because it says openly later, the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways. It was a good deal, but the only thing is that that's not what he means. Okay. Where are we up to now? Amar Rav Shalayak, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to do Rashbam again? Let's take the Rashbam again. Amar Rav Shalayak, Mecha Baruch Hu. Good.
First Rashbam?
First Rashbam.
Achish achla pesach b'chabura lo yechu b'chabura cheres lecho lo pas v'lo shum davar gzera dama asil mecha as a pesach b'shnei mekomos. The Anan Nan Stama Rav Yehuda the Ketzitzolin, the Pesach Nechal v'Shtei Chaburos ve'Ein HaOchel Ochel Pesach v'Shtei Mekomos. So we hold like Rav Yehuda by Daraisa by the Pesach. You can't eat the Pesach in two places. So now there's a Gzeira Derabanan. You can't eat any food in two places.
Right, any food after the after you eat the Pesach b'Chaburachas, you can't eat any food in the other Chabur. Right.
Correct. Right. Okay. Once you eat the Pesach, you can't eat any food anywhere else.
Right, because then they gave other food a din of Pesach.
They gave other food a din of Pesach, right?
Right.
Okay. You have to eat in Nechabura.
That's right.
Move. Okay. V'hach nilsa derav ukemei hasam b'shas achila aval acher achila yachal yachar lo mahalo b'chabura cheres v'lo kopet el lechol b'iz mekomos aval lechol dvar machem b'mkom an harishon shari rav u'bevach lo yachar lo ochel anim chabura cheres. V'hainu de polagale heshmover Yochanan v'omri kol davar aser lechol afilu b'chaburasa rishona. So there with machlokes is whether in that chabur itself you can eat other things. V'leke lefrushe shelo yakir mechabur lechabura. And now it's going back on, you can't learn this mission itself. You're referring to the Pesach to go from chabura to chabura. Why would you need the same mission to teach you the exact same halacha? Ularav, hachi mashal efikomen. Afiku minaychu hotziu klecha mikav minaychu minaychu makamach.
Okay, now you need to do the Rashi on Yoshua Mitzvah.
Okay. The Mishnah?
The Rashbam, yes.
Okay, so Mishnah says, Yoshua Mitzvah on Yochlu, Kulon lo Yochlu. Okay. Yashnu kulan lo yochlu, im hischilu lechol pischan v'yashnu, lo yochlu denir ka'ochel pischol b'shem b'ez mekamos. So if they fall, starting in Pesach and they fall asleep, they can't continue eating because it looks like they're eating in two places. Imeachah shiyashnu hischilu daitan lechol od v'chashiv leitana ke'achil shem mekamos. The chumra ba'amahu, the leka lefrushe. Okay, the chumra ba'amahu. This mission is just a chumra, it's not maker of death.
Right, because Yashna is still the same chabura.
Still the same chabura.
So they're making Yashna like two chaburas. Okay.
Like two makomos.
Two makomos.
So what's the chumra? Either it is the makom or not the makom.
Why is this chumra ba'amahu?
Yeah.
Why does it say chumra ba'amahu? That's a good question. What's the chumra ba'amahu? You have to do it or not?
Yeah. Is it Issa Darabanan?
It's an Issa Darabanan. So I think what he means by Chumra Bama, not that you don't have to do it, but he means that it's a, you can't define it definitively. Because you can't make one Chabura into two. But descriptively, they defined it that way. They defined it descriptively. Because it really is one Chabura.
Well, the question is to Makomos. Now, is this going to occur to Rabbi Yehuda? Is it
right, the question is to Makomos. So he's saying it's a Chumra Ba'amo because he's saying it's really not to Makomos. So, but descriptively, when they're Yashan, descriptively they feel like it's to Makomos. So it's not a real definition. The Chachamim answered it
right.
Without a definition.
Right.
Just based on the description, because people will...
And you, like, psychologically relate to it?
Psychologically relate to it.
So it's asking me din shnei makamos, but it's not really...
It's not really defined as shnei makamos.
Can't really give it a halachic
din. Can't give it a halachic din of shnei makamos. Okay. Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, right, because it's not really... It's really cool on Kedushas HaPesach, because you're leaving it as noser now.
Right.
It's not really a chumra, right? I mean, you need a real gzer d'rabban to tell you... And you have to say what you're saying, because otherwise it's not a... Because they're upon, it can't be machmir and not eat the Pesach.
Right.
That's not true. Okay. The lekele frushe mishim de dami lachil shtecha buros. Mishim din kein kashi star maskama, dabikit etzo, and stam lan kirbihuda, the Pesach necha shtecha buros, av ein hoch aloha b'shne mekamos, hilkach tan misnisa and mishim achil shte mekamos. The hua dinami b'matza b'zman hazeh. La'achar she'hischa lechol matzas chova b'achrona v'yashan hifzik achilahi v'shuv lo yochal v'shum da'avidi zeche le'pesach b'zman she'beis mikdash kayim v'chein mochiach b'gemara da'afilu b'zman hazeh ma'aritana because the story of Abai and Rava later on the lekel efrushe taimo mishum de'imaftir na'achar matzah afikomen. So you can't say it's just the mission is going because then that should be a kasha on the ikadamri who are maftir nachamatz afikoman. The Gemara doesn't bring that down.
Right.
So therefore it must be a separate halacha since it's Zeichel Pesach there's a din of shnei mekomos. If you fall asleep it's like that.
That was the last. So we said, "What is it? Like what you should what?" Because you know, after achamatz afikoman, why? Because if that were the case, the Gemara should ask before. So, what is the reason?
What's the reason is since it's zeichel Pesach, it's falls by the Pesach. You wake up since you can't even read. I mean, the way I learned it was this. It means even the mass itself, even the pesach itself, you can't eat.
Right.
But in mafirin, you can continue eating matzah.
Right.
So that's like, it includes the matzah itself, this halacha, if you fall asleep.
It includes matzah.
Right. If you fall asleep, if you eat matzah, then you fall asleep, and you can't continue eating matzah if you wake up.
Right, because it's zechel pesach.
Because zechel pesach. But the halacha of the mafirin would have only included other things.
Right.
And if it was just telling you other things, so then the Gemara should have brought it down earlier as a kasha on the Ikadamri who held that Maftir Nachamasa.
So it's only going on what?
So therefore it's a new halacha that once you fall asleep, you can't eat the thing itself. You can't eat Pesach itself a second time, or Mas itself.
Or Mas itself.
Or Mas itself. It's not talking about other things. Other right. things you could, except it's halacha of Maftir.
That's right.
Which is. This is the law of Matzah itself, this Manuzah. Or Pesach, this Manuzah.
Okay, so what comes out of it is that what? That you can't eat Matzah.
And Tumakamas.
And Tumakamas, if you fall asleep. Tumakamas, yeah.
Well, even if you don't fall asleep, you just can't.
Right.
Or if you fall asleep and you stay in the same Makam, also you can't eat. That's
if you fall asleep, same. Yes. Right. Right.
Right, the question, what would he hold? Just, if you fall asleep in Matzah, that's the Chomer Balma. Right. Say for the Pesach. But let's say you actually take the matzah to two separate places. Like, would that be... He doesn't say what he holds by that case.
It would seem definitely. Right?
It would seem definitely in, because of this halacha, this derbar.
Right.
Right.
If you fall asleep and then you render it to Makamos, if surely if it's actually really to Makamos, surely it's on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Places.
Amara shoyak mechabur chabura. Rav Moki lemasnisan ki Reb Yehuda. The Sava in a Pesach necha b'shtei mekomos. Rav's Moki in the Mishnah according to Reb Yehuda b'shtei mekomos. The Hachi Yukimna stama perkeitz etzolim shtei chabur shay ochos b'ais achad elo kompanim v'ochlem v'elo kompanim v'ochlem v'ashamish be'emza peirish b'shem hekera. Can't say there's a hekesh to Pesach in this regards. The ilo te mahachi lifrach mesnisa merav. The imaf tiran achar Pesach avikomen ha'acham atzim aftiran. Right, if Marsha asked that question on Rav, right, because implying that by matzah you couldn't. If Rav really holds it by matzah also, she asked that kash on him. V'lo matzah shmuye kidemishani v'shmuah. And it couldn't have given the Gemara's answer of Lomi Baya. So we got a Shema Komas, Lohave, Rebusa, Pesach, Tzvevi, Matzah.
Right, because the Gemara answers because one.
Lomi Baya is enough for Shtaime.
Enough for Shtaime.
But let's do a Shema Komas.
Right.
So what did Rio Kasha, how's he going to answer? We don't know. And the Gemara should ask that question at the very least.
Right.
It's a good, it's a good one, right? Vadai, Rav, Lo, Ari, El, Pesach. Okay.
And that's what it wasn't iskish for this.
Wait, does Rashi say Iskish anywhere?
Yeah, I think it was Ramses, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not the one we read.
I think later, right? But anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Ubi Yushalmi Mefarsh lo gabe Tainus. Yomrin Perkam de Tainus. Yashan Asalecho velo Shanu Ela Yashan Mamish al Misnam name lo the Rabba Misnam name Boyle Mesa Basachi. He wanted it should be Osir to eat once he used Misnam name before Tainus. The Komaisi Ryan Pesach, the Chiyah de Pesach, the Chashid Nimnum Baalma. Kishina Maalya in Yeshem Mekomos Hachanami Lo Chashiv Nimnim in Yen Tainis Lo Mocha Litzure Bachilu Basrachi.
Right, but it's not matzah.
Right.
Okay. So what does the Rashbam do with that? I mean, Tesis Kasha is the Gemara should have asked from the Mishnah in Achtin Achapes Chafikam Boreach about matzah. You could. And if you're saying Yemaftir means you can't go from one chavur to the other, but in matzah also you can't, because it's Kishmatzah LePesach. So then the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean? Why does the Mishnah say Yemaftir Nachar Pesach Afikama? Mashma matzah you can. Right?
Didn't the Rashbam say clearly? Because the din in Maftir and Achar Pesach is specifically Achar Pesach, but Achar Matzah you could. The eating Matzah later is only the din. It's a separate din on Kufchaf.
The what?
What do you say? That it's Zechar El Pesach of Shnei Mekomos.
Oh, well,
Shnei
in one case, the other one's Zechar. They're totally different cases.
What are two different cases?
Eating the matzah according to Rashbam is just the Zecher Pesach. It's not a real. He says Zecher Pesach. It's not the Raisa, the Shnei Mekomos. It's just the Zecher Pesach. So you're not going to take the Gzeira that you can't eat other things.
What, repeat Tosfos' question. What's Tosfos' question?
Tosfos' question is why doesn't the Gemara implies Imaftiran Achar Pesach of Rekonon? The Mishnah implies that Achar Matzah Imaftiran.
And if you're going to say that what?
And if you're going to say that this mission is really just Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, of Pesach, which would also, of Shnei Mekomos, which also apply to Matzah Shnei Mekomos.
So why is he going to ask a kasha? How come the Mishnah didn't say Matzah too?
Right. Right?
Right.
So I think Tosfos' question makes sense if you're saying Iskish, where it's like he's looking for the Raisa, Shnei Mekomos, and Matzah. Then why should the...
Not the Raisa.
Well, then the question is, fine. So if you were like the Rashbam, I don't think it makes any sense. Because the halacha of Shnei Mekomos by Matzah is itself just a Zecher LePesach. So why would I have a gzera if you can't eat nuts or chocolate or something else up to you're getting Matzah Shnei Mekomos? It's a gzera. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. But the case over here is if you fall asleep while eating Matzah, that's a Zecher in the Matzah itself. It's part of it, Yashmit does, and we treat it like Pesach, and you can't eat the matzah if you fall asleep in the middle. You can't eat matzah twice. But I'm not going to be goes on other food.
So in other words, he's saying that there's an Ein Maftirin by matzah too.
No.
He's not saying it.
According to Rav?
According to Rav.
No, there's no Lachai Maftirin by matzah. Because only the Pesach, which is the Raisa Shem Mekomos, are you goes there, you can't eat Shard Varm and then you Makom up to you eat the Pesach and Timakomos. But if matzah is just, the whole thing is just a derabanu zeichel mikdash, you're not going to be gozer, sharf, other foods up to matzah, shem akomos.
That's correct.
I don't know what's the whole question. I think he's assuming it's doraisa is why he's getting...
No, you're right. The Rashbam never really said, or the Rashbam defined ein maftir nachar pesach to mean that you can't eat shi'ar macholam.
Right.
And shi'ar macholam have a din of pesach. But he never said that Sha'ar Macholam have a din of matzah.
Right.
So that's why he can't ask a kasha from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is only telling you in Maftirin that Sha'ar Macholam.
Right.
So what are you going to ask him? You're going to say, why didn't he mention matzah? The answer is because by matzah there is no din like that of Sha'ar Macholam. Right?
Right.
And the only din by matzah is that you can't take it from one chabur to you can't eat a Shnei Mekomos.
Right.
But not that there's no din of afikoman over there. Afikoman is a halacha gzera mirabanan shor macholam.
Right.
And that there's no din by matzah. So what's Tosfos' kasha on the Rashbam?
Right.
Couldn't budge.
I couldn't understand what his question was. That's what I thought he was going to the rice. I couldn't understand it either way.
that the, you can't ask a kasha why didn't you say after a chamatzah because there's no halacha like that.
Yeah. That itself is a gzera.
Right.
So you can make a gzera up to the zecher mikdash. That makes sense. In the case of the matzah itself, you fall asleep or shema komos, that is the very din of zecher mikdash and the chatzah matzah. That's a very din of it. Matzah is zecher pesach, so you can't eat in shema komos. You can't eat if you fall asleep. You can't.
Right, but it's not, it has nothing to do with afikoman.
Yeah, right. Afikoman is exactly the month that protected the race of Pesach.
That's it. Afikoman is going on Shor Macholos.
Right.
Right, so there, that's the din of afikoman, that doesn't apply to matzah.
Right.
It doesn't mean there can't be a din by matzah.
Right.
That you can't eat the matzah itself in Shnei Mekomos.
Right. That would be a Zechor Pesach to have that halacha.
That would be...
To not eat the matzah Shnei Mekomos would be a Zechor Pesach.
Right.
Right, but you don't say not eating... You don't eat a Zechor to the Derabanan.
That's right.
You don't have to remember the Derabanans. There's no Zechor Mekdash and Derabanans.
Right.
Unless somehow you... that's crazy. I have to say that's...
What's that?
Why would you need a Zechor Mekdash to a Derabanan?
Right.
There's Mana Bias.
Right. So what's... So Tesis is difficult.
Yeah.
Tesis is difficult. What is Tesis all?
See, the Tosfos holds like the Rush.
What?
That Zechor LePesach only makes sense if you're if we're no.
You can't pin Tosfos to the Rush because Tosfos accepts both of them.
Yeah.
Accepts what?
He accepts both of them.
The next Tosfos. Right, but I don't think he's learning it's Xera. This whole the way Rav is. I don't think he's learning Rav to be saying Xera. He just says Rav Moki Lamasis and Kribi Yehuda. The story of President Hashem comes for Hachi Kinna, Stama Barakates, and so on.
We have to ask one question. That when the Halacha, when the Chachamah goes there, that Sha'ar Mai Cholin are a Hemshech of Pesach, are a din, have a din of Pesach, it's a continuation of Pesach. What is the Shema Issa? Is the Shema Isser that these Macholos are considered Pesach? Or the Shema Isser is Shtei Mekomos? That's the essential Shema Isser. You understand what I'm saying?
And, what do you mean by Shtei Mekomos?
In other words, the Isser by Pesach to eat Shear Dvarim. What is the Chalos Shema of Isser? The Haloshim of these is Shtei Mekomos.
Right.
Right? Shtei Mekomos is the Haloshim of these, right? So Tosfos asks, in other words, the Chachamim asked after Pesach to eat Shear my Halos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is the Shem of Isser? Why did they do that? Because the Shema Isser will be involved in eating. Once they did that, now you're going to be involved in the Isser of eating in Shtei Mekomos.
Okay.
Right? So the Chalo Shem of Ein Maftirim is really an Isser of Shtei Mekomos. That's the Chalo Shem, that's the underlying Chalo Shem of the Isser. So Tosfos is bothered that if you have an Isser of Shtei Mekomos by matzah, so that's also then it's also a din of afikoman.
So what
is the yeshan?
Yeah. By matzah, they can't eat the matzah gufa b'shtei mekomos. So the Gemara should have asked through the Mishnah. Why does it say that there's only one halacha of afikoman by Pesach? That's Tosfos.
Mm-hmm.
Rashbam holds like you said. That really is the halacha of afikoman, is the halacha that Sha'or Maicholos are extensions of Pesach. So therefore you can't ask a kasha why the Mishnah didn't mention matzah,
mm-hmm.
because matzah you don't have that thing. But Tosfos learns, I don't care. But the fact is, you're telling me that the Sha'ar Machalos have a din of Pesach, and that's why the Yisur Shtei Mekomos. So the shame or iser of ein maftira the shame makamos. So if that's the case, so by matzah also you're going to have a problem.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's like they gave Sha'ochlin a chaloshim of shame makamos. It's interesting chaloshim to give the... They just gave it the shame of the iser itself.
Right.
They didn't give it a shame pass on.
No, they did.
So then why but the,
but the, but the underlying shame of the Isser, once they gave it a shame of Pesach, what's the underlying shame of the Isser?
And that's
how he's interpreting an after shame of Gamos. So if you do it by, if you have the same thing with Matzah, so you have a kasha from the Mishnah.
Doesn't the Rashbam agree with that?
No.
So what does he hold?
He holds the shame or Isser Afikoman is the food itself. That they gave Shor Ochlim the din of Pesach. But they never gave Shor Ochlim the din of Matzah. So that's a different din.
Isn't the underlying din of Pesach Shnei Mekamos?
Yes. But the question is, what is the Chalei Shem of Afikoman? What is the Chalei Shem Isser of Afikoman? Is it Shnei Mekamos? Or is it that the Shor Ma'acholos are considered the same as what you call it, as the Pesach.
Right. And if you say Shnei Mekamos, then it'll work even bisman as that when it's just matzah.
That's right.
And these things are treated like matzah in terms of the Isser Shnei Mekamos.
That's right.
I mean, that doesn't require separate gzeirah.
Right.
It just naturally comes with the first one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you're being Noheg, the Isser Shnei Mekamos.
That's right, exactly.
Right. You're not being the other Yisurim that they put onto it.
What to do next? The question was, one second, there was something more here. There was something more. Yeah, we might as well do the let's take according to Tosfos. How does Tosfos learn the Gemara? He has to learn the Gemara like the Yerushalmi in a strange way, right? That the Gemara is speaking about what?
Tainus,
right? A little difficult, but that's the way it's learned.
Oh,
Bamisnamne. Okay, so it's interesting. It's very interesting. You have Misnamne by Tainus. And how do we paskin by Misnamnim by Tainus? That it's not considered Shiva. Right? How do we paskin by
Pesach
that Misnamnim is or is not considered Shiva?
It's not.
No. It depends.
Well, if everyone is.
That's right. That's right. So if everybody's misnamnim, what is he hold?
Yeah.
It is considered Shina.
Where do you see that?
It's the
Mishnah. Yashnu Miksasa.
Yeah.
Kulan. Rabbi Yossi. Misnamnim o Yochu.
Okay.
Near demu lo yochel. So he's going to have to learn what is. So what is he? How does he learn this nam nu?
Who?
Tosfos. He can't learn. He has to learn this nam nu means that he's going to have to learn this nam nu means there's no problem on this nam nu at all. The only problem is going to be yoshnu. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's
consistent,
you know?
So, right. In other words, you can't learn like the Rashbam. Take a look at the Rashbam. If you say, I'm in Islam, the Yochu, I raise your card. The Goma Tanakam, the Yashin, the Mukhtasun, Yochu, the Osso, the Mema, Hanamili, in this Namnamo. Avol, in near the Mu, I feel the Mukhtasun, the Yochu. Look at Shiyer. Hachi Muhach, the Gemara. Bahachi Hilchasa. So he's going to learn that what? That Nisnamnamu is really has a din shina. Unless you have, and it's only good by mixasa.
Is only according to Yossi, you're saying?
Yeah, according to Yossi. Was it possible Rabbi Yossi?
How do you know that Rabbi Yossi, what he would say about the Seifa? What would Rabbi Yossi would say about the Seifa?
Which case?
Where they all were misnomnim.
So if you're going to learn like Rabbi Yossi, you have to say misnomnimu mitzason yoch. Right. But misnomnimu kulan lo yoch.
How do you know?
Because that's how he's learning the ratio.
Is he learning the Tanakh or is he arguing
That's the Tanakh? That's what he's learning it. I don't know, or whatever.
Who, Rabbi Yossi is learning the Tanakh?
Yes, he's going on the ratio, he says.
Right, maybe he agrees with the Seifa if they all slept.
Yeah, everybody agrees they all slept.
Right.
But he's saying if he's learning the ratio, Nisnamnamu Miktsasan is Yochlu.
Right.
So Nisnamnamu Kulan Lo Yochlu. And that's it, that's how he's learning. Yeah, the moment he says going on the ratio, so instead of Yashnu, erase Yashnu, don't put Nisnamnamu.
Yeah, but it's not, I think he's arguing on the ratio. Rabbi Yossi is arguing on the ratio.
I don't know. He's explaining. This is the way he understands it.
I know, but the Sefer maybe agrees with the Tanakhama. That's all off.
But.
Okay. If he was a Gemara,
if he learns Nisnamnamu Miktsasan is Yochlu. What's the implication of Nisnamnamu Kulan? Well, yo. Of course. I mean, it's a double portion that way.
Why? I don't see that.
How could you say Nisnamnamu Miktsasan if it's the same thing as Nisnamnamu Kulan?
Because he's arguing on the ratio of the Tanakhama. That's the case he's talking about. The Tanakhama says Yashnu Miktsasan Yochlu. And he's saying, then you're right, Tanakam Miksasan Yochlu.
Miksasan Yochlu.
Right. But,
if they all want Nisnamnim?
He's not discussing that. He agrees with that. Nisnamnim is nothing.
Means has a din of Shina. So what's how do we paskin by Tainus that Nisnamnamu does not have a din of Shina. And he's bringing a raya from the Mishnah, but the Mishnah holds Nisnamnamu as a din of Shina, so it'll be just the opposite. There. The chiyehi the Pesach ol choshev Nisnamnim ba'alma kishina ma'alya le'yin shnei makama sochinam lo choshev Nisnamnim le'yin tainus. Dilamachar, Litzur Bachila Basahi. Right, Satisus has to learn the Gemara differently than the Rajban, the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Amen is Namnamu Yochlu. It's going on Karban Pesach. And if they're all misnamnim, there's no problem. But near the Mu, that's where you have the problem. Right?
Okay.
So Taisus is consistent with what? With Tainus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you have one more place where you have Nisnamnim. Where is it?
Mishnah.
Sukkah. You're in Sukkah. You got a Gemara Sukkah here. And it's brought down Shekhar. All these halachas are brought down Shekhar also. What about Nisnamnim Gabi Sukkah? Okay. So the Gemara says in the second paragraph, Shina Saroi is also in Sukkah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That Shina Saroi is also in Sukkah.
Right. Nerdamu. The question is only by Nerdamu.
And you have it by Tilm also.
Yeah.
Omar Rava. Where's Omar Rava? Take that Rashi, Rav Amma. So the Gemara is it? Oh, you're on it. Dafchav Rav Amma Alf, and so Rav Amma Neshema Yerodem Lo Chayshinim. That if the guy is Nesnam, then you're not worried he's going to fall asleep. Hilkoch betfilin shari. Okay. The sukkah hain the time of the osu shina saroi lefisha ain teva lashina. The ain bo chilik bain teva la roi lian sukkah. She ain odom koveats mo lashina. She paomim she ain elemenam name the ma'at vidaya bakach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see that with regard to sukkah, Rashi holds a lot. There is Shina. With regard to Tefillin, it's not Shina. With regard to Tainus,
it's not
Shina. So how do you reconcile all these? Well, the Tefillin we reckon, the Gemara says.
Right.
Because the Isser is Shema Yafiach Bohem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only a chash that if he's going to fall into a deep sleep. It's not an Isser Shina, really. Notice that it would be Yashin Tefillin. Right, so it doesn't. So the shem shina is not the oser. The oser is shem yafiach. But if he's misnam name, he can have control. So therefore, he's is mutter. So that takes care of tefillin. But what about the sukkah? You're saying it's not. You're saying it has a din of shina. So why should I say by sukkah it has a din of shina and by what do you call it?
Tainus.
What by tainus it doesn't. And by where else doesn't it?
Pesach.
And Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is equal to Pesach, according to Pesach. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you say about that one?
By time or
something. You like that one. Yeah? That's why I dug it up. That the Shina and the Sukkah is really Hanos Shina. Because it's a part of Teshuvah. And you're sleeping in the sukkah is based on the achila and the shina, the hanos shina, hanos achila. Okay, because it's halacha and teshu came to duru, the hanos that a person has in living in his house. So therefore, nisnam name is also. Because it's hanos shina, because sometimes that's all you need. A little and none, you feel great. Happens all the time. Right? It's an amazing, you amaze yourself a lot of times. So therefore, by sukkah, where it's hanos, shino, it's also. But by what? Tainus. Well, you need shino mamish to be mafsik. So in this nam name, since he's semi-conscious, so it's not considered shina. Okay?
And what, by times, what does it go by?
By times, it goes by the shem shina. Mm-hmm. That if you're a yoshin, then you're finished. Because you have the das to eat this amount. As long as you're awake, you're still in the process. Because you're conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But you're conscious in a passive way, but it doesn't matter. In other words, you aren't fully awake, but the halacha isn't that you have to be fully awake. Halacha is you have to you can't have a shame yoshin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the shame yoshin you don't have, so you're still awake, so you can still go on eating. But if you fell asleep, so that means you finished completely is eating, so then it's Kabbalah Steinus. Again, because over there there's no halacha that Balaila is muta by Steinus. People make a mistake. They think that it's only half a day fast, which means that Balaila is muta. It's not the Shem Laila that's muta. It really is a tainus, is like everything else is laila v'yom. But there were matir achila, kol's man, you had bedas to continue your achila sayom.
You brought yom the previous day?
From the previous day, right. But the moment you get into the next day, it's a tainus. That's like the Rav said. That tainus can't be different than any other halacha v'yerevayvoka. And that's why the Rav said, he explained the Gainim, not the Gainim, I think it was the Gainim, that they said that you say, Balayla, you say Anena. Because it really is a Yom HaTainus.
I know you're eating.
I hold that. I, you're eating, you're allowed to eat. Yeah. That's a separate matir that they gave in Tainus. That calls man your ochel yachil is relegated to the previous day.
Even if you sleep in between, like Atnai, whatever, you could do that works. How's that work?
Atnai works. Because it means you weren't makabel.
You weren't makabel, but still, I mean, this eating you wake up an hour before Nates is still tied to the day before.
Well, it's machlokes Hashem. I think the Ram holds you can't do it even if you make it tonight. But we pass can tonight.
Right. You see, with some of the idea of tonight is it attaches that achila.
That's right. I'm not finished. I'm still involved.
I'm sleeping 3 hours, but still.
No, I'm eating. I'm eating.
Just gonna take a little break.
That's right. I'll dream about food.
Exactly.
I'm still involved in achila sayom.
Right.
So it's an interesting thing in tainus too. The tainus is not a locha of lailo. It's not part of the tainus. It's a separate matir that they gave, and that's exactly the lesson that the Rav is. It's a matir that they gave for achila, balayla, but the layla holechachar yom, ayom holechachar layla. Sorry. So therefore, what? So therefore, really, it is a yom atinus.
And by this case,
and by Pesach,
and by you need the full
yashin,
full shem yashin also, same exact thing.
Same thing.
And by Sukkah, it's just the benefit of sleeping, and the benefit you can have even if it's partially.
That's it.
You don't need the full.
That's it. And by tefillin, it's just it's our chukka from Shemir Fiyah. So that's where it was a lot.
So what is Nimnam? It's not the full Shem Shina, but it's like the it functions to like the.
If you speak about Hanoas Shina, so then
the function,
it, sure. then
the
it's,
function Shina, but then the definition Shina.
That's
right. Rashi's lashon is good because he says that Shpam Sheino El Menam Neima V'Dai B'Kach Hilkach Zohi Shinaso.
That's
a Shina for him.
Very
doesn't
good.
Matter if it's a shame Shina, but he got what he needed to get out of in terms of Shina.
That's
good.
Good. That's like Taisa says, that if you eat a main course, you have to eat it in the sukkah even though you don't eat it. Because for you, that's your derech achila. Subjective. Teishu Kintur is a subjective phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. And Tanakhama Rabbi, is he arguing the whole theory of Nimnam, or is he just holding Pesach even?
The Tanakhama holds what? According to Teishu?
Yeah.
Yes, so Tanakhama must hold. He argues him on Yashin Yosh, and Muxosim, right?
The entire Kamala, even if they all totally fall asleep, it's fine.
No.
And if Muxosim fall completely asleep, it's still fine.
Yeah.
Still fine.
Right, he's more Mako.
Why is he Mako there? If they all fall asleep, but God bless him.
I guess so long as the Chabur exists, because according to Tosus, you mean?
According to Tosus.
What's this? So the whole is just Hezek Adas?
He has this going to learn again. He's going to learn that the Tanakhama won't understand.
You're
right. It's not new. He wants to say, how would you define the Tanakhama?
Well, according to Tosfos, what are the facts of the Machlokes?
According to Tosfos, the facts of Machlokes are like this. And this namnamu, according to Rabbi Yossi, is completely mutter.
Right. Only
even cooler.
Mm-hmm. He's not learning my Tarzma. He's learning Nisnamnamu because he's bringing Raya to Tainus. So Nisnamnamu, Afilukulon, is good because Nisnamnamu is not China.
Right. Right.
And it's, so who is? So you want to know what is Tanakamo?
Right. Tana Kamal's Nisnam name is Shina by Pesach?
No, the Tana Kamal is the opposite.
More make.
Right. He's more make. But what does his halacha say? That even Yashnu, if it's only Mitzason,
it's fine.
It's fine. Why?
Because the Chabura, no?
Yes.
Yashnu is Nirdim?
Nirdim, yeah.
Okay. So where Rabbi Yossi argues is that even Miktsasam is no good?
That's right.
Okay.
If it's near them. But the Tanakam holds if near them and Miktsasam is good. So why? Because he goes by the Shem Chabura. He goes by the Shem Chabura. And the Chabura, you can't give it a... You can't say the Chabura was Yashin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, he's Mekel.
Right.
According to Rabbi Yossi, then, why if one person is Nirdam and everyone else has perfect das, then why should that affect?
I mean, why don't you go like the Tanakama?
Why doesn't he go like
that? I mean, what does he have? Tanakama holds you go by the Chabura.
Right.
So Yossi looks awesome. You can't say the Chabura was right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's correct. Yes.
What's the whole issue in Tosafot?
Yeah, we're right. What's the whole issue?
Is it Hesach Hadas and Kachin?
What do you mean?
What's the issue?
By where?
Just this mission, yes, and it's not because of.
Why you learn the seven gemas?
I'm just having a pass. I'm a matzah. Yeah. I understand.
Shnei mekamos. So much shnei mekamos.
Right.
So what will machlokes be? Whether the yachid lagabe the yachid, do you measure the shnei mekamos lagabe the yachid, or you just to see? And the Tanakhama seems to have a good argument. Because he's saying it's shtei mekamos, and that's the chumrah of sleeping. So he's saying that's only if you have the whole chabura.
Right. Yeah, why is it two mekamos?
Yeah, one guy be kaveh shtei mekamos. Right. And he's part of the chabura.
Right.
So the problem is switched to Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
How does Rabbi Yossi hold that yoshno afilu mitzason, those that were yoshan can't be, how does he learn? Yes, no feeling like Sasan. It means all of them, or it means just the ones that were Yashin?
I'm sure it's just the ones that were Yashin, right?
Sam.
One guy falls asleep on the floor, can't be.
They switch to Naka.
But the issue of Shema Kos is in Israel and Yachar, right?
Yes. I mean, it'll be tough. It'll basically be tough. But according to Tayshus, it's not what they're concerned with anymore. One wants to just bring a riot there from your basic, and the Snam name is not considered.
But they're not even arguing about that,
Quentin? No. That plain shot in the, what's the plain shot in the Machlekes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if it's just one guy falls asleep and wakes up, it's the same suit, though. It's not really Shtei Mekamos.
Okay.
It doesn't look like Shtei Mekamos. What about it is Shtei Mekamos? One guy fell asleep and woke up.
Aren't you saying that that's not, he's a different din? The reviews, he's saying that the din is, it's an Isra on the individual.
Right.
So you're saying it's a different din?
No, it's the same.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda said it's a God on the individual. A guy who's Ochel can't eat in a separate place.
clear when he says near the mula yochlu. Does he mean the entire group, or does he mean? He could say he means the entire group.
Yeah, one guy falls asleep, the whole group is asur to eat the vessel.
Right, because you don't have a chabura anymore.
Well, what's the din of minoy?
You don't have a chabura anymore.
Yeah. Right.
If a guy who was mona.
Money.
What?
If a guy was money on the Pesach.
Yeah, and he doesn't come.
Doesn't
go. That's screwed up, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean, why should he break up the...
Does he? Is that... What's the...
No, he can't. He can't stop anybody else.
He can't what?
Stop anybody else.
He doesn't?
No. And he has concussion.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, they were saying the front of the arm of the entire room. And that's it, this guy walks away. Right?
Yeah.
Plus, you can break into multiple chaburos if you want, according to you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't have to do that before?
I mean, so that would prove that what? That it only means the guy that was near them.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, if you're going to say Kaslar, you need the whole group to be awake, or yeah, it's true. I mean, you should definitely go Basarov, yeah. He's saying each guy is separate.
In Rosh Bar, Nishnanimu Yochlu?
Yeah.
It says, Tanan Aval Im Huhaya Yashana Filu Hulubado Shuv Lohaya Ochel.
He's so, only one.
So, yeah, so yeah. There's seven people.
That's right. Islam's definitely one. Let me see. I think there's one more point. One more point. What was he going to point? Yeah, how does the Rashbam learn? The Rashbam learns that the Rabbi Yossi is arguing on a Tanakhama. And he's saying that Nisnam Nemo would be okay. The same excelsum is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but and if all fall asleep, it's no good. So what? So if all of misnam name is no good, so how could it be miksas misnam namim is good? Is misnam name sleeping or not?
Right.
If it's sleeping,
it makes also.
Right. And if it's not sleeping, then even cooler.
Right. Maybe he holds it enough to be mitzayif to a group, but it's not enough to maintain a kriyas.
In other words, I guess he holds. The Gemara says that sometimes things are mitzayif, even though they're not roi for themselves, like titanor by mikvah. Okay, so titanor is mashlim nishir mikvah. But nevertheless, ain't tovah. So as an entity for tefillah, it doesn't qualify. But as an entity of siruf, it does qualify. So that's the way he's learning. That's the way he's learning. That if it's misnam, if mitzas misnam name, so then since they're partially awake, so this is siruf. But once they're fully asleep, then there's no seraph anymore.
Right.
So what kind of dust is the...
What?
That's the machlokes.
That's how the machlokes be pointed to?
But Tanakhama would argue, even if their individuals are fully asleep, they still need seraph to the group.
Tanakhama would say that what?
Even if mitzasan are totally yashna, then they're seraph to the group.
Then they're still seraph to the group.
Right, that would be the machlokes.
Yeah, once again, how does it go to learn, or what?
That if
it's Muslim name, so then they can even surf to the group.
Right. Once near the moon, then they can't.
There's no surf.
But the Tanakhama holds even near the moon, it's also known as Yochel.
As Yochel goes from the coast of Yohels. But why can't we say he holds simply and either shame on the shame has to prevail on the whole chabura? So you don't have, you can't predicate Chin of the whole chabura. So that's why it's mutter.
You're saying not that you need a tziruf or anything.
Right, you don't need a tziruf.
There's just no breakage of the chabura.
There's just no shame. There's just, it's not going to make it into two chaburas. Yeah. Unless right. They're all asleep.
You told me that Isserv Nirdim was only on the shame of the chabura.
Right.
Not individual.
Right.
But then you have to say that the individual is part of the chabur even though he's fully asleep?
Yes.
So it doesn't add a machlokas?
Oh, you mean that he holds his siruf, you mean?
Right, doesn't he have to hold
it? Oh, I see where you're going. I don't know if you have to say he holds his siruf. All you have to say is that the shem shina has to reside in the whole group.
Right, but is this individual part of the group or is he his own group?
He's part of the group.
Even though he's fully asleep?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
You mean he's mitzuref here?
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yossi holds?
That once he's asleep, he's not mitzuref.
Once he's asleep, he's not mitzuref.
He becomes his own chabura.
If he's mitznam, then he is mitzuref.
Right. You can say they both agree that shame has to be on the chabura.
Right. I mean, the question is Yashnu Mutsurf to the Chabura?
Right.
Why can't you just say by Yashnu that he's still Mutsurf to the group as a Manoi, but it's just he's not Mutsurf to the group as an Ochel. Like, he's not eating with them, but the other side would say, you know, that's what he needs. He needs to be an Ochel with them. If he's not an Ochel with them, then he's, you know, Shinur Makam. Now he's going to eat somewhere else. It's like it's comparable to that. But I don't think they would disagree that he's not a manway on the group, he was.
Right, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, though, that the chabur of Minoy is not the chabur of Achila, because you could break the chabur of Minoy into many separate groups, in terms of Achila.
Mm-hmm.
So even, everybody, even if they eat separate rooms, they're all one chabur of Minoy. The question is, when he falls asleep, is he part of the chabur of Achila?
That's what I'm saying, that you could still be part of the like manway and still be... that's the tzirup to the group. So I'm saying,
let's say you have 20 people, 10 in one room, 10 in the other.
Yeah.
And 10 in one room all fall asleep.
Yeah.
Would you say that they're tzirup to the other group in the other room who's awake because they're all one staff? Right.
Well, say in the Tanakhama very simply that this is a chumrah, because it's really not shteim mekamos.
Right.
So it's only when the whole group has a chal hashem of yashem. That's the only time they made it, because it's like the Rashbam says. It's like to people it seems like it's a separate. It's nearer to shteim mekamos. So it's a chumrah, but it really isn't shteim mekamos. So therefore the chumrah only applies when the people feel it's two separate groups, that's if everybody slept.
Right. You mean, even though technically you fell asleep, you're really not part of the group.
That's right.
But it seems like you are.
That's right.
You're still part of the meal.
Right.
You shouldn't say it's near.
It's not, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Tanakham holds, but since you're not part of the group, you can't, is there, Allah gives there, Shem Gomes applies here.
Yes.
Since you're a din of Yashin.
I mean, since you're a Yashin,
You're
most yourself in the group.
Right. You're not part of the group. Now, that's the answer. If you fall asleep, you can't eat again.
That's good. So that answered the previous question, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'll go over it again Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday. What should we do next? Just a second. Right, so, we want to do... I guess we should really jump to Yashin. We should just continue here, I guess, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want to do more shitas or keep going?
More shitas and what?
In this Gemara, the Ran learns this Gemara differently.
In what? In Maftir?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Machlokas. He learns Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan differently.
Oh, good. All right, let's say to me.
The Ran and Maftir.
Okay.